Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about the pillars of repentance. As you know, repentance or tawbah is one of those central and very important virtues within Islam. And as you know, it's been alluded to in many places of the Holy Quran. By way of example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: "But whoever repents after his wrongdoing and reforms, then Allah shall accept his repentance. Indeed, Allah is all forgiving, all merciful." And in another verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following. In this verse, Allah speaks in the first person. In the previous verse, he was speaking in the third person. Here he speaks in the first person. He says, "Indeed, I am all forgiving towards him who repents, becomes faithful, and acts righteously, and then follows guidance." So repentance is very important. You know, all of us, have sinned, and it's necessary for us to always continuously and repeatedly make repentance. And Allah has guaranteed that He will forgive us if we do. In this beautiful hadith, the Imam, he alludes to the pillars upon which repentance is based upon. By way of, as a preliminary, let's recite another hadith. This hadith is from Imam Ali, in which he also alludes to this. Before we get to that, hadith from Imam Baqir. This first hadith kind of paves the way for our understanding of that one. The Imam says, "Repentance stands on four pillars: remorse with the heart, asking for forgiveness with the tongue, work with the limbs, and resolve not to repeat the offense." Right, so these four pillars, first of all, the one of them is related to the heart, being really regretful of what you have done, and verbally asking for forgiveness from God, working with the limbs, and resolve not to repeat the offense that one had done. In this hadith from Imam Baqir, the Imam, he kind of elaborates more on the third pillar here. The Imam Baqir alayhi salam said the following in reply to a sheikh from the Nakha tribe, who said, "I have been a governor since the time of Al-Hajjaj until this very day. So is repentance possible for me?" The Imam remained silent. And when I repeated the question, when the person repeated the question, the Imam said, "No, until you have compensated everyone for his lost right, any kind of oppression that you might have done during this time, you should compensate those people for it. Until you have not done that, then you cannot, your repentance will not be accepted." This kind of, elaborates more on that third pillar mentioned by Imam Ali, in which he said that work with the limbs. Maybe that could be an allusion to this compensation that the Imam Baqir alayhi salam has mentioned in this hadith. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the pillars of repentance in the words of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.